Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a thriving virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, study groups, and more, exploring the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. Aries season has arrived, the astrological new year has begun, and we are headed into eclipse season and a Mercury retrograde. At this point in 2024, things are really starting to heat up. And as we look towards what's forecasted to be another hottest year on record, I'm guessing that many of you are ready for the kinds of changes that are bigger than what you can accomplish on your own. And you might be looking for ways to join forces with others who want to create futures on Earth that are vibrant, creative, and courageously committed to visions of reciprocity, reparation, and recalibration of values and power. At Embodied Astrology, we've been preparing to meet this moment. Beginning the weekend of March 23rd, we're launching a year of experimental programming that's geared towards shaping strategies for the future and crafting containers for new experiences of what community can feel like. Join us for a journey of experiential astrology, where you'll deepen your understanding of chart reading, symbolism, intuition, and divination, and work with astrology to support your artistic and creative practices, navigate through conflict transformation and repair, reawaken your relationships to Earth and the cosmos, and take part in exciting and inspiring conversations with astrologers, artists, activists, and others working in the intersections of mysticism and social change. Follow the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com to learn more. Now, your horoscopes. You're about to listen to your Aries season ahead reading, which is an excerpt from my 2024 year ahead readings. The 2024 readings are deep dives into the major themes and influences of the year for your sun, moon, and rising signs. They offer an abundance of information and support to help you make the most of what this year is bringing. You can download your full-length reading today from the link in the show notes or find them in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. Okay, Sagittarius, we've made it to Aries season. Aries is your fellow fire sign, and Aries season is an exciting season. It is bringing eclipses and a Mercury retrograde that are working together. And this feels like a lot of activity and a lot of activation on a collective level. This is definitely a time of heightened energy and expression in the world. You can listen to my 2024 year ahead for the collective on Spotify or whatever listening platform or on my membership space, where I talk about these eclipses. Whenever we are working with eclipses, and we'll be working with eclipses twice per year, and they come in sets of two, so usually four eclipses every year. Whenever we're working with eclipses, we are working symbolically with karma. And the notion of karma is complex and deep and ancient and something to study. The way that I'm going to interpret it right now is cause and effect. The past becomes the present, and as the present unfolds, it continues in the patterns of the past unless there is an intervention of some kind or major adapting influence. The past is a co-created project. A lot of karma that we are working with is not karma that we have directly participated in creating. So we are all here experiencing the karma of our times in 2024. And eclipse season in 2024 looks profoundly activating. I don't know. It could be activating in amazing and brilliant and revolutionary and powerful ways. It could be activating in the ways it's been activating for a long time, more trauma and violence in the human experience. I'm going to guess there's going to be both ends of the extreme. But eclipse season looks profoundly activating. And in 2024, we're being activated by centuries of history. we're being activated by collective and group mentalities. So karma isn't just, you know, what did you do or not do in your life? What do you deserve or not deserve? Like, that is a reductive idea of karma, and it's not how it works. Because good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people, and we are just here in the conditions, and the conditions are swirling around us. So in eclipse seasons, we are working at times symbolically when karma is ripening. And that means that there is a moment of a pattern kind of turning over and potentially deepening or continuing and moving into its next kind of spiralic manifestation. Or maybe some adapting influence comes in. Maybe the pattern as it's presented to us is so extreme that we decide we want to change the pattern. Or it elicits some kinds of reaction or response. Over the course of eclipses, many astrologers agree that it is best to really work to stay present inside of these periods of time and not to try and force outcomes. Because we're working with karma, because we're working with consequences, we want to be present and engaged with what's happening so that we can make skillful choices in the moment and move in the direction of the highest potential growth and opportunity. When we go into eclipse seasons with a lot of focus or force or intentionality, or we do like our particular new or full moon rituals and like have our ideas about what it is that we're trying to do, sometimes we can miss the point entirely. So it is recommended that you take a pause on your new moon and full moon rituals over the course of Aries season and really try and be as present as you can possibly be. Now, this is a big theme for you in 2024, as I've talked about in the readings for all the previous seasons this year and in your 2024 overview. Presence is the project in 2024. When you can really get present, that's when the doors open. That's when the opportunities arrive. That's when you are communicating your highest intelligence and giving your biggest gifts. On March 19th, Aries season begins, and we are moving towards the full moon and lunar eclipse in Libra. Libra is Aries' opposite sign. This is the place in your chart that holds what's called the solar 11th house. This is a place of groups and friends. It's also the place of the future. It's where your hopes and your wishes are being projected. This is a place in the chart that really speaks to networks and how we relate in ripples. And the social, especially with Libra there, the social interconnections of these group spaces. The South Node is transiting here while the North Node is in Aries. The nodes are the eclipse points. The South Node is a point of release. This is the karma that is ripening. Whereas the place of Aries, your solar fifth house, is the direction that we are going. This is the potential change in the pattern. This is the evolution. This is what consciousness wants to grow into. So as we move into Aries season, there is a feeling that is remarkable to me that has to do with you letting go of old ideas about your friends. And this could be, you know, you don't have the same groups of friends anymore. This could be you need a new group of friends because who you're hanging out with are not the people for you. This could be, oh, wow, I have great friends right now, and they are allowing me to feel entirely different in my own self, and my notions of friendship are wildly changing. Some of you are having this experience in group experiences. It might not necessarily be about your friends. It could be about organizations that you're a part of. It could be about activist work or movements or kind of the collective social zeitgeist at the time. This is a place in the chart that definitely relates to again, the networks of the networks, the way that people ripple out. And so broader humanity can get figured in here. And some of you are having an Aries season entry where you're like over it and you're like, fucking humanity, you know, like love humans, hate humanity kind of feeling. Like here and there, you find a person you can relate with, but in a general way, you're just over it. In general, it feels to me like this eclipse season is a period of time that is really bringing you towards your own truth. And so this lunar eclipse is shining a light on, it is revealing and illuminating to you something about how people work that you are moving on from or away from. It is revealing to you a need for change in your own activities and in your own consciousness. Around this period of time and continuing through until early April, we have a lot going on in Pisces in your solar fourth house. So I talked quite a bit about Pisces in the Pisces reading section. What I will say right now is that what we have going on in this part of your chart is asking you to be strong in yourself, to get grounded in your own countenance, and stabilize your energy. It is really important right now that you know where you're coming from. In your Aquarius season reading, I talked about a process that you can engage to kind of sense somatically into where you are coming from through different layers of your intelligence and awareness. You really want to be coming from your greatest dignity right now. And your greatest dignity does not need to prove anything to anybody. Your greatest dignity is not here to compete. Your greatest dignity is not here to compare. Your greatest dignity is here for you to be the best you that you can be. And in order for you to be the best you that you can be, you need to work with discernment and critical analysis, critical inquiry around other people and what they're about or what you think they're about and what you project onto them or what they project onto you. This is a full moon that is demanding that you listen to your own truth and that you express yourself authentically. Now, your particular truth and your authentic expression may be coming from a place that isn't totally productive or helpful for everybody everywhere. You know, like your authentic truth, your particular perception could be coming from distortion. You could be reacting, right? People talk about like, oh, this is my truth or this is my truth. And it's like, great. Great that you can feel that. But where is that truth coming from? How are you making meaning right now? If your truth is that you hate those other people and you're going to slaughter them, you know, it's like, what the fuck? Like, people have all kinds of delusions going on. And when they authentically express from deluded spaces, they can cause a lot of harm. Now, I'm not saying you're going to cause harm, but I am saying this is a potentially dramatic feeling eclipse season for you. And it feels like this March 25th lunar eclipse is letting you know about something that you're like done with, moving on, bye-bye. Now, for some of you, this could feel totally liberating. You're happy. You're joyful. You're like, whatever. I'm not fighting with anybody. I am just doing my own thing. I'm chill. I'm moisturized. I'm like living my best life. Excellent. There are other Sagittarians out there who are really spicy right now. And so I want to say that it is really, really important for you to know what your truth is and for you to be able to express yourself authentically. But it's also really important that you take time to consider and stabilize internally and to work with your subtle, sensitive awareness so that you know where you're coming from and that you're in choice around it. Astrology, like many things in our world, is a system that has been shaped and distorted by patriarchy, white supremacy, and colonial imperialism. But we're lucky to be alive at a time when this language is evolving rapidly and providing healing, insight, and support for so many people. Astro's current revolution is due to the scholarship and praxis of philosophers, mystics, and oracles who pushed and continue to push against the way things have been written, orienting instead to radical, queer, and creative potentials of this craft. Embodied astrology is firmly rooted in a lineage of evolutionary expansion and ancestral repair. Our teaching team and community center queer and diverse approaches to working with symbolism and engaging astral mechanics and magic. If this sounds like something you're looking for, we hope that you'll join us for the launch of our new program the weekend of March 23rd and 24th. We start on Saturday, March 23rd, with a council session led by Sherry Taylor on the Femme Faces of Saturn. Sherry is a clinical psychologist, death doula, grief mentor, and practitioner of planetary allyship. This is her second year teaching with embodied astrology, and she's continuing in 2024 to deepen with the mystery school of Saturn's transit in Pisces. This special session sets the tone for a devotional cycle with Saturn and mythic mysteries of bone mothers and tenders of time. Drop in once and receive an initiation into your own practice, along with a workbook full of prompts and exercises. Or sign up for the whole series and commit to a journey that will reshape your understanding of how to work with this important energy of obstacles and integration. Sunday, March 24th, Embodied Astrology is delighted to welcome back acclaimed author, playwright, and artist astrologer Junauda Petrus for her third year teaching with us. In 2024, by popular demand, Junauda will be expanding her artistic alchemy offerings from quarterly workshops to a monthly series. Join us every month near the full moon for a sweet and soulful gathering where we'll work with the transiting lunar solar axis in our charts and in our hearts. We'll reflect on how we show up for ourselves, our creative devotions, and the realities of surviving in a world that is filled with both beauty and uncertainty. In these sessions, we'll practice staying grounded with the rhythms of astrology and spirit, channeling the wisdom of cosmic alignment, and opening to celestial guidance from ancestors as support for balancing creative life in the real world. You can always drop in to one of Junauda's monthly gatherings or sign up for the whole year and get access to a virtual communion space where you can connect with other creatively minded seekers. All of our offerings are recorded for those who can't attend live. Embodied Astrology is committed to financial accessibility. You can find scholarship codes right on our checkout pages for sliding scale, and you can always write to us for more support if finances are a barrier. Click the link in our show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more and sign up. We have a Mercury retrograde starting on April 1st, taking us through April 25th. This retrograde Mercury is in Aries the whole time, from 27 to 15 degrees of Aries. This retrograde is potentially profoundly creative for you. Really, really generative. Got lots of gifts that it wants to give. It is also potentially a really challenging time if you are out there expressing yourself in ways that are hasty, unthoughtful, urgent, aggressive, or coming from spaces and places in your own countenance that are unconscious and unexamined. On April 8th, we have a solar eclipse in Aries. This is a total solar eclipse. It's a powerful one. This is an eclipse that's going to be visible on the kind of Midwestern and Eastern or Mideastern portions of the so-called United States. Maybe you're going to see the eclipse, or maybe you're going to try not to see it. I don't know. But I think it will be a powerful eclipse for sure in the U.S. So if you're listening from the stolen land of the United States, I'm going to try and be like chill around this eclipse. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to like stay quiet and really let it bring me into my my like deepest sense of self and commitment to actualizing that sense of self. That's my intention for that eclipse. It feels like an eclipse that is really strongly resonating with healing potentials for the wounds and toxicities of hyper-individualism and also hyper-masculinity, which people of all genders can experience, especially when they are experiencing competition and like fascination with heroism, being the best, you know, being like super, super productive, like having, you know, having this kind of notion of like, I'm the best, I'm the biggest, I'm the baddest. And we can all get, you know, seduced by those kinds of feelings. And the solar fifth house, the place where this eclipse is happening and where Mercury retrograde is happening, is a place of creativity in your chart. It is a place of personal expression. And here we have your favorite hobbies and pastimes and the things that bring you joy. We also have romance and romantic adventures. We have all that you create and generate, and that can definitely include children, and it can include collaborations and co-creations with others. This is also a place in your chart that speaks really profoundly to your experience as an individuated person. And everybody wants to feel special and should feel special and should have the opportunity to feel special in their life, you know, and seen and witnessed for the gifts that they have. Unfortunately, not everybody has the opportunity to feel special. And many people have the opportunity to feel a kind of distortion around specialness. And sometimes that is very egotistical. And so things can come up in this part of your chart that really resonate, especially with childhood experiences and adolescent experiences. In your 2024 overview, I gave you a somatic practice to hold your heart and really send love into your heart and a smile into your heart. And then I suggested that you might also think of yourself as a child and send love to your child self. And a big reason why I was suggesting that is because of the North Node in Aries over the course of 2024 and this particular Mercury retrograde and set of eclipses. Aries season is powerful. And there is a lot of power right now to work with the elements of your experience, especially in your inner child and inner adolescent memory bodies, to work with elements that are resounding with pain from times when you didn't feel special, when you didn't feel seen, when you didn't feel heard, when you didn't feel witnessed, when you didn't feel wanted, when you felt inadequate for whatever reason, when you felt, you know, judged and compared or criticized, when you felt like there wasn't a place for you. This is a Mercury retrograde and a solar eclipse that is really offering you so much healing. When you give yourself time and space to be with what's coming up, to express authentically and to feel your own truth. Now, the trick is that your expression and authenticity and feelings aren't necessarily always appropriate to share. Sometimes they're just for you. And that is the discernment that you need in Aries season. What is for you and what is to be shared? If you are feeling all kinds of ways that could be kind of dramatic about all kinds of things, and you're like in your feelings, I really want you to give yourself lots of permission to feel your feelings. I really want you to be able to hold your feelings with tenderness, with care, with love, with compassion, with allowance. Your feelings are okay. Your feelings will also change, and they are not facts. So first, we need you just to feel those feelings. then we need to give you lots of time and space to express your feelings. Best ways to express your feelings are creative ways. They're playful ways. They're ways that allow you to be dramatic. If you need to be dramatic, write some poetry, sing a song, go out to a dance party, shake your body, get your ya-yas out. Express, don't repress. But be discerning, because not everybody has the energy or the capacity to be with you as you express. And this, especially second solar eclipse, the solar eclipse in this set, April 8th, and then moving on into the next couple of days, there's a real need for you to also be sensitive and attuned and aware of your environment. Not everybody has the capacity. And your expression may not be appropriate for everybody in all circumstances, in all cases. In some circumstances and cases, it is absolutely appropriate. It's totally essential and it's necessary. And in some circumstances, it's not. Now you have to be able to discern. How can you discern? You can discern by giving yourself the time and space to have your feelings and to express them a little bit on your own. Know where you are coming from. This is a huge theme for you this year. If you don't know where you're coming from, then we don't know where you're coming from. If you don't know where you're coming from, where the hell are you coming from? You're reacting, you're confused, you're confusing. Like, we don't know. You don't know. So in order to discern, we need you to be doing the groundwork right now for yourself, clarifying. How do you feel? Where are you coming from? And then we need you to be sensitive. We need you to tune in with the vibe of the space and the place and the people. Is this the right moment? It might not be the right moment. Timing is everything. But also, sometimes things can't wait, and you need to say it, because if you don't say it now, you're never going to say it, and if you don't say it, you can't move on. So this is a time that requires subtlety and discernment, and it requires your attention, and it requires a kind of open attention, as I talked about in your Aquarius reading, holding the focus of something while also holding awareness in the space around it. Now, some of you are on creative fire right now, and this is really exciting. And so this is where I want to focus for the rest of Aries season and really what I want to elevate as potential. This is such a creative period of time for you. This Mercury retrograde from April 8th through the 25th with the solar eclipse inside of it is such a creative time for you. And when you let go of ideas about what creativity is or what kind of creativity will be rewarded or what anybody else wants, and you purely invest yourself in the creative act, and the creative act is always present moment. It's always about spontaneity. It's about play. It's about curiosity in the here and the now. It's about cultivating that exquisite subtle moment awareness so that you can just respond. Then you are brilliant. You are totally brilliant. So what are you creating right now? Your whole life is creative. You are part of creation. Everything that you do, everything that you think, every decision that you make is creative. It's part of your creation. There are some things right now that Sagittarius is either really excited about or very absorbed in, or both. It feels like a lot of you have some kind of passion project. This is such a powerful time for you to be working with it. Let go of all goals. while Mercury is retrograde. Basically the month of April, let go of all goals. You can keep the vision in mind, but don't try and move on a linear path. Don't go from point A to point B. The road is going to be circuitous and rambly. There might be multiple paths that you want to go down. Be open to exploration and innovation. Be adaptive. Be curious. This is a time to really engage your child's mind and beginner's mind and to not know. Don't get freaked out if you don't know. Just be in the not knowing. I also want to say, the last thing I'll say is that if you are a parent, or if you're thinking about parenting, or if you're somebody who's an important figure in the lives of younger people, then this is a Mercury retrograde that is also giving you an opportunity to learn and tune in with them in new and different ways. This is a really great time to, like, I don't know, you know, what are the kids up to these days? Like, what are they talking about? What are the words that they're using? Like, learn some new slang. See if they'll take you out, you know, and do a thing with you, or they'll accompany you somewhere. Get on their level. Get on their level and relate with them there. Do not be like a know-it-all adult about anything in April, including the things that you know about. Just don't be a know-it-all. You can know what you know, but just entertain the possibility that you don't know everything and that there is still a lot more to know. And when you are humble and curious, lots of opportunities are here. They are emerging. They want you to pay attention to them. The very last thing I'm going to say is that as we move out of Aries season and into Taurus season, on the very first day of Taurus season, we get one of the most important and significant planetary aspect events of the year. And this is Jupiter's conjunction with the outer planet Uranus in the sign Taurus in your solar sixth house. Now, Jupiter has been transiting Taurus since last May. It had a little brief visit in 2022, but mostly it's been in Taurus since last May. Uranus has been in Taurus since 2017. Taurus rules your solar sixth house. This is the place of your day-to-day, your rhythms, your responsibilities, your duties and obligations. This is also the place of your body, your health and your well-being, your mental, emotional, physical, psychological, spiritual, and relational health are all part of this place. And finally, this is the place of your labor, your actual jobs, and what you need to do to get what you need for the things that you want to do and the things that you have to do. Jupiter's transit here is coming to a close. So May 25th, Jupiter will be leaving Taurus and moving into your opposite sign, Gemini, where it will transit for an entire year. And I'm going to talk to you about that in part two of your 2024 dates and timing reading. But for the moment, as we move into Taurus season, there is this big conjunction that is happening. Now, this conjunction has been in the works and in application for quite some time. At least in the last year, you have certainly been feeling this approaching because Jupiter is your ruling planet. And so wherever Jupiter is going, there's that's a lot of attention and growth for you. But since 2017, with Uranus in Taurus, I think you've been experiencing this influence. And again, so many different ways that we can read this, but I'm going to say that your daily rhythms have needed to be updated and innovated. Uranus is a planet of innovation and invention. It brings destabilization and upheaval. Hopefully not purely for chaos, but for consciousness and awakening, and ideally for liberation. So Taurus in this part of your chart describes the ability of Sagittarius to work steadily and consistently towards its goals and aims. It also describes an aspect of your temperament that is extremely stubborn. And when we come across, descriptions of Sagittarius that sometimes can be a know-it-all, part of this is having Taurus in your sixth house or having Capricorn in your second house and Virgo in your 10th. It's like where the earth signs are in your chart says a lot about how you approach the world. This is also a placement that lets us know that Sagittarius is really interested in the world and in changing the world in some ways, or crafting the world, being part of the creation of reality, experiences of reality. And over these last 7 years or so, with Uranus transiting this part of your chart, your day-to-day has had to innovate and update. And something about the ways that you are working and holding your life together in terms of its functionality and efficiency, and maybe also in terms of your jobs and your labor, has been necessarily disrupted. Plenty of you disrupted your own lives in some way, shape, or form. And also plenty of you have experienced disruption that you did not choose. And there have been a lot of symptoms of Uranus and Taurus in the collective that could include fluctuation and erratic market economies, earth changes, shortages, also innovations, rebellions, and revolutions just in the world. And I think a lot of you are really feeling the desire to participate in world making in ways that change the world, that update the world, that innovate the world. I'm going to talk more about this in the second part of your 2024 dates and timing reading, and also in your Taurus season reading. So if you tune back in around April 20th, you'll get that. But what I'm going to say now is that in Aries season, as we lead towards Taurus season, there is a quickening. There is a lot of energy. There is a lot of creative energy for you. There is an impulse to do something new, to start something new, to be in some new kind of way. You have a lot of vitality. You have a lot of vibrancy. You have a lot of drive. You have a lot of power right now. And you want to use your power in the best possible ways. And how you use your power in the best possible ways is you cultivate it through playfulness and curiosity and knowing where you're coming from. You get in the flow with creation. To be in the flow with creation is to feel inspired. It is to feel enthusiastic. It is to feel full of God. That word enthusiasmo is a word often associated with your sign and with your planet, your sign ruler, with Jupiter. You also are the most brilliant. You can get the most done when you are sensitive, attuned, curious, adaptable, and aware. You're not working alone. Even if you are working on your own, you are not working alone. You are working in relationship. Everybody wants to be witnessed. Everybody responds to genuine curiosity. And when I say everybody, I'm including human beings. I'm including ideas. I'm including other than human beings. I'm including the atmosphere. I'm including the space. I'm including your highest self and spirit. I'm including your body. Whenever you bring your attention in ways that are curious, that are sensitive, that are attuned and aware, you are increasing your capacity for brilliance. And that is what we want from you in Aries season. Thanks so much for tuning in with Embodied Astrology. This work wouldn't exist without a team. Big thanks to Alicia Mauji, Joe Stewart, Ash Good, Ariana Sears-Potowski, and Gabs404 for making it all happen with me, Renee Sills. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, one of the main things to remember is that teamwork makes our dreams work. In the spirit of community and collaboration, Embodied Astrology is in an active transition to becoming a collective multi-voice platform. This year, I've invited four facilitators with whom I've been working for the last several years to join me as core faculty in co-visioning and co-creating an exciting, innovative, and totally unique astrological studies program. Sherry Taylor, Junata Petrus, Ramon Parrish, Gabs 404, and I are interested in how astrology can assist us in realizing embodied healing, radical imagination, and creative collective liberation. We're inviting you to join us in our explorations in small or big ways. Our full program will be an immersive and life-transforming experience that takes place over the course of 16 months. And most of our offerings also have opportunities to drop in for one or just a few sessions. For more information and to sign up, check the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com.